Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. A UC Irvine professor who tried to burn down his son's high school after the 14-year-old committed suicide is asking a court in Santa Ana for mercy. "I lost my son, and then I lost myself," Reiner Klaus Reinscheid told the judge, saying he became irrational, which is why he set fires at a park, the high school, and the home of an assistant principal. 100 people attended the sentencing hearing yesterday, and it continues today. Reinscheid faces up to 18 years in prison.
What do we want? Total recall! Recall all of them!
A couple hundred Moreno Valley residents rallied yesterday, calling for the recall of the entire city council. The Riverside Press Enterprise reports the protesters' concerns range from a proposed mega warehouse project to the recent arrest of council member Marcelo Coe. He resigned last week after a federal investigation into alleged welfare fraud. The sun-rich inland empire is prime country for solar farms, too many, according to some locals, who complain local regulations have not kept pace with the recent flood of applications for development, especially for small-scale solar farms in residential areas. San Bernardino County supervisors have established a moratorium while they figure out the details. The California Report's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas has more.
Al Vogler pulls a long pole from the back of his pickup truck and trudges to the edge of a vacant lot a few blocks from his home on the rugged outskirts of Hesperia, a desert town northeast of Los Angeles.
So let me walk out here a few feet, and then I'll wave at you where the spot is, and you take a look.
Okay.
Just hold that for me.
The sandy field is carpeted in thick desert brush and ringed by modest houses, and it could also soon be home to a solar energy project residents aim to stop. Vogler marches out into the middle of the field, 12-foot pole in hand, to show me one reason why.
Can you see the mountains?
No.
No.
Okay. Can you see the mountains, he says. Meaning, can I see them above the top of the pole? I can't. And that's Vogler's point.
There'll be over 10,000 solar panels out there, and you will not be able to see through the project, chain-link fence or not.
It's these kind of smaller-scale solar farms that really spurred the county's temporary ban, not the mammoth lake-sized projects way out in the middle of the Mojave. These would be a lot closer to people like Vogler, who worry about spoiled views, land evaluation, flood control, and other issues.
We don't oppose solar. We only want it not in an existing residential community. It's really a fairly recent phenomenon within the last 2 to 3 years. The county was caught unprepared for this.
San Bernardino County is one of the most coveted spots for solar development. It's got vast open spaces crisscrossed with interstate highways, existing power lines, and local leaders and residents who generally welcomed clean energy ventures as job creators and a way to gin up new tax revenue. County CEO Greg Devereaux says leaders also wanted to get on board with California's energy goal of generating one-third of the state's electricity from renewable sources by 2020.
In our haste, I don't think that we adequately assessed impacts on some of our residential areas and some of our desert areas.
The county put a halt to new solar projects until it can establish a clear set of guidelines for where and how they're built. The moratorium won't affect a handful of projects already under construction or the roughly 24 with pending applications, though the county is reviewing those applications with greater scrutiny and rejected one earlier this month. That worries Bill Perez.
My main concern is a moratorium is now a position of no, everything stops. All development.
Perez is regional director of the California State Building and Construction Trades Council. He says the county's action could scare off new ventures. The large-scale solar association echoes Perez's concern, saying it's dismayed by the moratorium and hopes it gets lifted soon. Perez says time is of the essence.
Investors are going to get very worried about investing in projects for the upfront costs it takes to get permitting done.
One of the small-scale projects now operating in the county is Newberry Solar One. It's in the sparsely populated community of Newberry Springs, about a half-hour drive out of Barstow.
I can give you the shade if you want.
And it's just yards from the front porch of retired attorney James Doles, marring the view that he moved out here to get.
The aesthetics, the visual, is a quite valuable asset out here to a piece of land.
Doles fought the project, but lost. He knew he wouldn't like the glare reflecting off a field of solar panels that stand two stories high, or what would happen when the site was stripped of vegetation. The area is home to punishing winds, and desert brush helps keep the sand in place. Now it piles up in mounds on Doles' property. But he says the project owners are doing their best to address those problems. So he's come to grudgingly accept his new neighbor. Doles says it is possible to live with solar in your backyard if operators and residents can work together.
Now, if you're just against it because you're against it, I understand that point of view. You came out here because you wanted to be away from civilization. You didn't want to have something put in to supply electricity to all the people in L.A., especially given the fact that our former governor said, if we can't use the Mojave Desert, then what the hell good is it?
Doles is referring to former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's speech 5 years ago at the Yale University Climate Conference. Here's what he actually said.
But I mean, if we cannot put solar power plants in the Mojave Desert, I don't know where the hell we can put it. I tell you honestly.
It's the kind of comment that really gets under the skin of Chuck Bell.
We are basically we're a rural ghetto, but we're a lot better and a lot bigger than what we look like.
Bell heads the Lucerne Valley Chamber of Commerce, which covers communities in the Joshua Tree area. It's a region renowned for its pristine vistas and outdoor recreation, and also an area that's become extremely attractive to solar developers. But Bell says ecotourism is what really keeps the economy humming, not solar farms, which attract no tourism and employ few full-time workers.
So in terms of property tax advantage, none. In terms of property devaluations, significant. We just can't afford to have that kind of land use interfere with our land use integrity that we've established by virtue of not only our custom and culture and history, but our community plan that we basically wrote.
Bell and other local leaders say they've identified alternate locations close by that they believe would meet the needs of small-scale solar while not creating a nuisance for desert residents. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Joshua Tree.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, August 21st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems such as data storage, compression, and disaster recovery. Barracuda.com. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.